Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 21st. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 3 cents, closing at 347 and a quarter. January beans up a penny and a half, closing at 1006 and three quarters. And March wheat down 3 3/4 at 399 and a half. Well, the funds continue to sell the corn and the wheat. They bought a few beans here today. I really didn't think we would see that, but it is what it is. Looks like the export sale announcement helped support the beans and the weaker dollar. I would have thought we really could have seen corn and wheat act a little bit better here today. That didn't happen. There's not a whole lot of fresh news out. We were in pretty quiet ranges here, about 4 cent range in the corn, 7 cent range in the beans, and about a 5 cent range in the wheat. So certainly we've got traders on holiday out here, and just a lack of real volatility or real interest in these markets right now. We close early on Friday. We're closed on Monday, so we'll have this long weekend. but again, I think a lot of people have already left for the holidays out here. Stock market's been really very quiet all day, so we don't see a whole lot of activity. The beans may have been supported by some talk out of Argentina that it looks like it might turn hot and dry again. I'm discounting that for the time being. I think they've had some pretty good rains out there that'll last them. Obviously, if it gets hot and dry for 2 or 3 weeks, then we're going to have another issue out here. But for the time being, we really don't see that. And we were able to bounce a little bit here today. Nothing has changed, in my opinion. If you get an opportunity to buy bean puts, short-dated puts for new crop, I think it's well worth spending the money on the beans. If you're selling corn or wheat or have sold corn or wheat, I'd certainly look to buy back some call options. Tomorrow we'll get the export sales. I would imagine the beans are going to be very strong. I think the corn's going to be a little bit on the light side. I think the wheat will be a little bit on the light side. So again, that may be supportive of the beans. We'll see where the dollar is, but maybe the beans will open up higher again in the morning. If we can get another rally, maybe the Chinese buy some more overnight. Gives you guys another marketing opportunity. I would caution those who think that the Chinese buying is going to wind up in actual deliveries. I think you've got to be very careful of that. Once they know that the Brazilian supplies are secure, you know, it's not surprising when they start canceling sales here in the U.S. So we're certainly looking to sell rallies until the basic fundamental picture in the beans change. That's about it. If you have any questions, if you need a marketing plan, don't understand these options, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.